You doing all right?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
You too. If you look back at the film and stuff, the fans' performance was even more eye-opening when you look at it on the film.
More what?
More eye-opening when you look at it on the film.
I thought, basically the eye didn't lie, body was played great on both ends. You look at it, how we took off. I mean, once he makes a shot off the baseline of bounds, he makes the three. But just his screening, his effort, the job that he did against Duncan, his pick and roll defense, all the different intangibles, he was huge last night.
Was it a classic example of how you can impact the game, not even being able to score like me and Kim?
Yeah, and Ben, hey, put up 9 points. But, I mean, you guys know better than I do. You've watched Ben for a long time. I mean, that was, when people talk about impact game without scoring, to me, the league always talked about two guys, in the last 10 years, Ben Wallace and Jason Kidd. Those were the two guys in two different positions. And I think it's a great lesson for all our players to understand that winning basketball is a lot of things that go into winning. It's not necessarily just individual stats. It's doing all those little things. And I think Duncan does those same little things. We're playing a guy tonight, Kevin Garnett, who does all the little things. It's not about numbers. It comes down to all about making winning plays.
The fact that you didn't take them out when they start to hack, doesn't that set more so a good example for some of your other players? Hey, if you're going good tonight, I'm going to ride you no matter, what the pick is.
I wasn't going to send a message, but I think you have to have faith in each other and you reward people for, doing a job well done and with the right spirit and right heart, because we're going to have many nights where we make mistakes but as long as your heart and your spirit is in the right place, that I'll roll with you every single day. That I think that's the deal. You always have to do it in the best interest of the team, and to me that was in the best interest of the team is wrong with body last night.
How important is that consistency you as a coach to spread apart, guys?
Well, I think it's important that there's always accountability, and I think, you reward people for a job well done. And look, there's a lot of talent on every team's roster, and yet you want to make sure that you're playing the way that you want to play and that everyone's embracing the way you want to play. And when a guy is doing what's expected and he's contributing, you try to roll with it. Now, there's certain cases. What happens sometimes is you can be playing well, but you could be in with a unit that, say, is struggling. Well, sometimes you're a victim of that as well. Other times you can hang in there. So a lot of different variables that go into it.
At this stage of the season, this was kind of not only veteran teams but younger teams sort of waterfining this level as far as teams are sort of forming their shape right now?
It's hard to say. And I think we're about to approach in another couple of days, usually the week prior to the break and the week after the break. Funny things happen when you study the history of the league and you look at the scores and you look at supposed upsets, because people start to lose a little focus during, they start thinking about it. So it's important for us. We're on the other end of it, and that we're the ones stealing the wind, so to speak, and maintaining our focus. And usually it happens right around this time, maybe a couple of days later. But, yeah, I think, as the season goes on, you're constantly forming, coming closer together. And the key is getting better literally every single night out.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday, but...
I was free. Come on.
You were free,
yeah.
But I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, talking to Austin the previous day after practice, he says the day you guys just looked at film was kind of a middle day. Maybe you thought their legs may have been a little dead against the Wizards. Is this time of year where you start paying attention? I know you said you couldn't defeat the process or shortcut the process, but now you're starting to zero in on trying to watch legs and how people...
Well, that was interesting. That one's because my idea was different. I was going to go, basically how we normally go. And my staff said, I think that these guys right now, we've gone 9 straight days. Maybe they need more of a mental day. So in order to lead, you have to follow. I think I have a great staff, and so I listen to them and have complete faith in them, and that was the direction we went.